Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Chicago, bring this back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Doyle is here. Sean's a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and director of strategy for Fitzmartin, Inc. And he is the author of a couple of important books, Enabling Profit, also Shift. Sean, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some things you can do to make sure we have no regrets as we when we come out of this post-pandemic, as we emerge into the post-pandemic new regular era. We talked about leadership in the last segment. Infrastructure's next. What about infrastructure, quickly?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, let's dive into this next phase of our businesses and do it in strength. It's so easy. I can easily move into a spot of fear and concern and worry. And I still, obviously, like everybody, have some of that. But, you know, in the theme of let's not have regrets when this is over, because it will be, you know, what can I do? So leadership, infrastructure, operating cost. You know, there's unfortunately, business owners are humans, it seems, most of them at least. And, you know, you don't want to do hard things. So sometimes you need an outside force to make decisions, typically around staff, people who haven't performed, people mm-hmm. who, you know, aren't a cultural fit. Maybe they don't get what you do. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even really want the job. It's just a place to make some money. So we always look at people in the framework of get it, want it, capable, and that's an EOS framework.
Right.
And it's a great way to look at people. So I would say an entrepreneurial operating system is a great setup system too, by the way. Mm-hmm. But operating costs, something you should look at. You have to, right? So as you come out of this, take advantage of this difficult, mm-hmm. difficult time to do some of the difficult things.
There were decisions. Even, there were decisions that you, if you had made these decisions 6 months ago, it would might have looked yeah. stern or maybe even reactionary. Now it looks prudent, some of the decisions, right?
It just does. And it's hard to say that, even to make a recommendation like that. It sounds like I'm just right. the biggest jerk ever. But, you know, the organization has to make a choice whether it's mm-hmm. going to survive.
Well, that's the thing. What I tell people choices. Is surviving yeah. is winning, and you have to do what you have to do to survive. All right, what about focus?
Absolutely. Well, and I'll say this, too, on a marketing angle of infrastructure, shift your marketing spend. Everybody loves buying Google ads, right? And everybody wants to be number one because we're Americans. So
right.
change your spend. Infrastructure costs can be marketing and sales related, too. Forget being number one on the Google ad search results or the display ad results. Just spend less and be the second ad. Be the third ad that shows up. It's a brilliant. Mm-hmm. You might spend half your out-of-pocket cost on your digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And digital marketing right now has gotten really cheap. So below about a 40% reduction in overall cost of digital marketing, that's a broad number, mm-hmm. Then you can even shift your thinking to buy the number two spot. Just a little tip on how to mm-hmm. change your ad spend. It's just as effective as number one. So forget being number one. Focus. Let's talk about focus, Jim. Positioning. Is that good?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That's number three.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, and again, fear. Don't operate out of fear. Every business owner I've ever met, and myself, I've been afraid to be narrow. But Jim, you could have been the business advocate, but that wouldn't have been relevant. Because can you serve a $500 million company in the same way you can serve a $1 million company
That's
or
right.
a $5 million company? You can't.
And
you
they're not as cute and cuddly either. That's the other reason.
That's true.
Go
well,
ahead.
Just the advice you're going to give, right? It's going to be different. So look at your business. In marketing, we'd call this positioning. So look at your business. Do you need to get narrower? And the idea of getting narrow is scary because you feel like you're going to say no to business.
Mm-hmm.
But getting narrow is about the pursuit of the right business and becoming highly relevant.
And you have to realize that you're not only focusing, which you should have already really always been done, but you're not only focusing, meaning I'm going to not do things that used to be less profitable, but you have to now focus on the new expectations of your customers, right? If you aren't focusing on that, it's not just what you're leaving behind, it's making sure you don't miss what's in front of you, right? For the focus.
Absolutely. And they need help too. Have you taken the time right now to call your customers? Even the ones that had to say, no, I can't buy from you anymore. Call them. They'll help you. They want to help.
You can't ghost them. If you ghost your customers now, they'll ghost you later. Sean, I got about a minute. The last one, sales and marketing.
All right.
Quickly.
Sales and marketing. Grow up. Get real. Move past the basic. Pull the lever. I mean, we're in a day of remote selling, obviously. We get that. Social distance. But look at your technology infrastructure. Don't just go buy something, but look at your tech infrastructure. Get an outside counselor to help you look at some sort of pipeline. Look at the way the customers buy and find technological infrastructure to get you through that journey. Mm-hmm. If you focus on these four areas, you're going to come out without regrets or without as many regrets. And we are powerful people, small business leaders, and we should come out of this with power.
What a great message, folks. No regrets. That's an important point. And thank you for making it, Sean. I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, fitzmartin.com, FitzMartin.com.
There it is. Check it out. Find your books.
For anything I can do, I'll help you.
Find the books there. He will do that, folks.
Yeah.
Sean, good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after.
As always,
Jim Blessing Game. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.